All right, ladies and gentlemen. Just about to share the word here a little bit, if you'll bow your heads. Dear God, thank you for this opportunity to come together. It becomes more and more apparent to those of us that are participating in this that you are starting to work in miraculous ways out here. For those of us that are new to the fold, that's a lot of us out here, I suppose, myself included. Please continue to make your word apparent to us and allow us to come closer to you every day. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. My children were over there playing just now, and I noticed that that everything had a place for both of them. That's the way this is. Joseph goes on the camel, Mary goes on the donkey, and Jesus is riding the sheep. Little baby Jesus is riding the sheep. Now, I'm going to stick with the parables today, keeping that in mind. You're saying one thing, but you mean another. You're trying to get a point across in a way that people can get it. And so for that five-year-old, Jesus is riding the sheep, and I have to ask myself, what does she think this means? Well, everything has a place, and hopefully I hope to impart to her that Jesus has a place too, and it's not riding the sheep. He's with you. He's at your side. So we're going to be in Luke today, 15, 1 through 7. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complaining, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, all right, these people wanted to catch him off guard. They didn't like what he was doing. And so he had to speak in a way that didn't get him in trouble, at least for the moment. He had things to do in an appropriate time. So he's speaking in parables. It's not an accident. He's not just, shooting from the hip. He's not being funny. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it?" It's not until he gets tired of looking. Until he finds it. He's saying to you that he's seeking you. So Christ is not riding you. He's not going to browbeat you. He's not going to whip you into submission. That can happen. I know for sure, for a fact, it can happen. But he is seeking you. He wants to be close to you. And all you have to do is be close to him. Offer that space. Be involved. So when he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." He takes a moment, and then he says, "I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over other 99 just persons who need no repentance." Now, there are no perfect people here today, and I'm guessing you probably can understand there were no perfect people there then. That means they had either already repented or they were one of the sheep. They were the one. They were already making that space in their heart for Christ. Whether they knew it or not, whether they had said so or not, they had repented and they were following Christ. They had called themselves disciples. And they were either going to make that space or you were the lost. So he repents. So you're either one of them that are lost or you repent. I'm going to steal a little bit from the next parable here. Keith can scold me later. What woman, having 10 coins, wouldn't sweep her house? You can almost picture the SWAT team-like approach to this. Lights a candle. That's expensive. That's not a small thing to light a candle in those days. And to seek around that house and to expend energy, tossing things until you find that coin. And then once you find it, hooray, throw a party. It's almost worth spending the coin. You have to make space in your life, and it makes room for everything else. If you have energy in your life that you're putting towards a negative thing, then you need to look at that thing and be critical of it. Open your heart so that Christ can come find you. We want one person. It's okay to seek one person, to spend that time and energy going after them that are lost. Because if you find the one person, that could be the one person that finds the next one person. It's worth it to think of it that way when you consider what a lost person means. Because there are a lot of things out there. There's only one thing. Let me make it clear. There's only one thing that you can do to be right with Christ, and that's love. He told you so. You love. You make room for your heart so that He can love you and that you can love Him and that you love others around you like that. So if you're not doing that, the other multitude of things out here, the million things that you're surrounded by, the momentary thing that you might be angry about, the momentary thing that might give you pleasure, it's a distraction. You can do without it. You can lose it. It'll be okay because there are better things in store for you. There are people that love you. And you know this in your heart because you've given that space. That's all I have for you here today. But I just wanted you to walk away from here today understanding that you can make a big difference in where you are, in how you feel, in the way the world is around you, and how you treat the world. So in Jesus Christ's name, go forward today and know that this is not something that is an accident. He's been preaching it from the beginning of time until the end of time. And He left the Holy Ghost to help you through this. So you can bow your heads, please. Dear God, as a sinner, I come to You and pour my heart before You. There is nothing I can do that can make me better in Your eyes. So I'm thankful for Your grace, and I pray that You continue to enlighten me and help those around me so that we can all become a church that You had envisioned in the beginning. I know that this isn't perfect, and I know that nobody out here is perfect. I also know that You're offering grace to us, and as a humble beggar, I'm begging You, please continue to give it to us. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.